Inspiration, revelation, direction. Your defining moment for influence is here. Greater Works 2016.
Put those hands together and celebrate the Lord tonight. Magnify our God. He is worthy. He's awesome. He's greater than great and mightier than the mighty. He's the powerful God, the healer, deliverer. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. What a night. What a night to be ministered to by all those powerful psalmists who brought a ministry in season. I think we ought to put our hands together and appreciate all of them all together. Never take for granted. Hours and hours of prayer and practice went into that. I'd like to celebrate our host in this conference. It's such a great honor to be able to see what God has made of greater works. I've been coming since 1999. And in this 17 years or 18 years, it has gone from one level to the other. I don't know where we're going, but in 2-3 years' time, this place will be too small. If you believe so, say a massive amen. Amen. I believe there is a revival breaking out in Africa. The devil can't stop it. He can't stand it. There is nothing he can do about it. God is on the move. The Holy Ghost is moving like a hurricane. And we celebrate and appreciate servants of God whom he have raised in these last days. When I got born again or went to ministry 42 years ago, we had to look abroad. But today among us, we have men of integrity, men who can run things, men who can make a difference, men who are a testimony around the world. Dr. Mensah Otterbill's ministry touches the four corners of our planet. So may I ask you to stand up, put your hands together, and really celebrate him and his dear wife. Let's bless the Lord for them. Let's not take for granted. Let's show our appreciation that they brought us together to be blessed, for our lives to be stretched, for us to walk in our destiny and our purpose. Amen. Amen. Such an honor to be able to stand on the platform and minister with all this man. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. And I tell you, just one of this man, Bishop Michael Kwonko, Bishop Tudor Bismarck, or Dr. Otterbill, is enough for you to gather like this and to go home and say it has been worth the while. Praise God. And I trust that these days you will not forget what God would have done. Whatever it takes to get the messages so you play it several times and it sinks into your spirit, you need to do it. Somebody say amen. Father, one more time, we wrap faith and breakthrough around everyone who brought their seed tonight. Give them an unusual testimony. Let there be open doors. Favor beyond their dream. Imaginations will not be able to match what you're about to do. Breakthrough will exceed their expectation. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. Somebody bless the Lord one more time. Come on, go ahead and bless the Lord. Bless the Lord like you really believe him. In the name of Jesus, something is about to happen. Favor is about to happen. While you're seated tonight, just before I minister the word, I just like to pray for one or two health issues. And I believe wherever you are, God will heal you. Somebody here, the Lord showed me this person who has, I think they call it sciatic nerve pain. It is the kind of pain that starts from the back and goes down to your feet as if the nerves have been pulled and you are in excruciating pain. And sometimes you can't bend or you can't even move very well. I saw someone by that picture, particularly a lady. I don't know if any other person has that issue. If you are the one, stand up. Wherever you are, God is going to touch you. Someone here, you have a swollen stomach. You don't even know why. And maybe you've already talked to the doctors, but God is about to heal you. Please stand up. Someone here, they've told you that this hypertensive case you have will not go. You have to live with it. But I believe somebody's here that God is going to heal tonight. you will be delivered. If you are the one, please stand up. Someone here, you twisted your ankle. And I like to believe God that you will be healed. If you are the one, please stand up. There are other issues that are not health issues. And I'm just going to mention them. If you are the one also, stand up. I saw as if someone lost everything totally. And you are in this conference like, God, there has to be a turnaround. God said, tonight is your turnaround night. If you are the one who lost everything, please stand up. There will be a turnaround. I saw also as if someone was lost in a forest and God began to show them that that's the way out. And you are here tonight. You seem very lost. Nothing is working. I'd like you to stand up. God will give you a testimony. I saw someone as if they are in incredible struggle and there was no one to help them. But suddenly somebody came and lifted you up. I believe tonight is that night of your lifting, the night of your change in the name of Jesus. When I was praying, I heard the word like somebody who suddenly was being told, you are coming into a season of triple blessing, a season of triple blessing. Whoever that is, if you feel it is you, please stand up. I'm going to pray briefly and I'm going to go into the word. Whoever and wherever you're standing, please put one hand on the left side of your chest and get ready for God to minister to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we receive your favor tonight. We receive your anointing tonight. Let the sick be healed in the name of Jesus. Every pain to go from your body. Every twisting of bones, I command bones to go back to their proper place in the name of Jesus. I lay hands on that hypertensive person. I command total healing in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree healing on you tonight. Swollen stomach to go down. I pray for somebody here. You came here with ill health. You are going home totally healed, totally delivered. I pray for that woman, that man who's lost everything. There will be a recovery. I declare a triple blessing upon your life, triple favor on your life. Generational blessing will follow you. The man, the woman who feels lost, God is making a way out for you. From tonight, God is making a way out for you. And I declare on somebody here today, the struggle is over. The person who will raise you out of shame into fame will come into your life. The person God is sending to pull you out of a mess into testimony will come into your life. Say amen like you believe it. It shall become the reality of your life. If you believe, say amen three times. Put your hands together. Put your hands together. Give God praise. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I believe in these last days, God is doing a great thing in our lives. Healing doesn't have to be with somebody laying hands on you first. Went with Reverend Steve Mensah to Ho in Volta region. Preached on the first night. I don't know if it was the night I preached on the 7 points from where Jesus shed blood. And that night, the kind of miracles we saw, I'm not sure I've seen it in 42 years in my ministry. 6 deaf ears were opened. 2 people who were deaf and dumb, a 32-year-old lady, never spoken, never heard. Her ears popped open and she could speak. Stay behind her very far away with that microphone. You say Jesus, she says Jesus. You say amen, she says amen. 16-year-old boy also came out, never spoke, never heard. Pow, his voice, he began to speak. His mother was crying. We said, Mama, why are you crying? She said, this is my son. He has never spoken or heard. This is a shock to me. God will shock somebody tonight. By the outstretching of the hand of Jesus, God will work in your life. If you believe it, say a good amen. Saw something I'd never seen. 3 girls who were all deaf and dumb. Triplets. Talk about collective captivity. But one of them, bam, began to speak and began to hear. We told the mother to bring the other 2 the following day, but she didn't show. But at least the hand of God is now in their house. A woman was cooking in her house. As she turned, She became stiff for 3 months. That's the way she is. And can't turn around. Can't even walk properly. God healed her. She began to walk. She began to turn. A mother who had not walked for 18 years began to walk. A man who fell from 60 feet, broke his leg, can't walk without crutches, began to walk. Even as I share these testimonies, I pray for somebody here. What you've been told to be the impossible, Jesus will remove the impossible in your life. He will give you uncommon breakthrough, uncommon testimony. Healing will visit your house. Somebody say amen. Amen. We had two cases of people who couldn't see well. In fact, one person was blind. They're seeing. It's a new day. The power of God will visit you wherever you are seated. That power will deliver you. That power will heal you. Set you free. Break you free from the power of sickness. If you believe it, shout a massive amen. Tonight, I didn't come to preach. I came to prophesy into somebody's life. I came to prophesy. I believe that God wants me to prophesy into someone's life. If you want to write down a title, the title is The Power of the Mercy of God. Because after 26 days of prayer and waiting in the presence of the Lord, you need mercy to open the doors you can't open. You need mercy to deliver the things you cannot get by yourself. Because if, like me, you have been in situations where you've said all the prayer and you've sown all the seed and you don't know what else to do, all you need is for mercy to intervene. Someone here tonight, and I want some more sound in the monitor. Someone here tonight, where you could not get to by your strength, mercy will take you there. Romans chapter 9, verse 15, I will have mercy. On whom I will have mercy. Compassion on whom I will have compassion. There is a person here, no one is speaking for you. God's compassion will manifest. God's mercy will manifest for you. Verse 16 of Romans 9 says, it is not of him who wills, of him who runs, but it is of God who shows mercy. So the next breakthrough in ICGC is not going to be about education or who you know in town. It's going to be by the mercy of God. Somebody here, where your fathers could never enter, mercy will take you there. The people you could never meet, mercy will make you meet them. The levels you could never reach, mercy will take you there. If you believe it, say mercy. Mercy. I came tonight to prophesy to somebody that because of the mercy of God, your struggle will be over. I said the struggle will be over by the mercy of God. What you could not get by your sweat, God will put in your hands. By the mercy of God, the battle you could not win, God will give you victory. By the mercy of God, you will reach places. You will enter new levels. Isaiah 30 verse 18 to 21, where you could never get to, mercy will take you there. Mercy will bring you justice. Can I have more sound in the monitor? Somebody here tonight, because of the mercy of God, God will turn situations around. I said, God will turn situations around. He will show you favor. If you believe it, say, I receive it. Say it again, I receive it. Isaiah 60 from verse 10 to 13. Because of the mercy of God, they don't know you now. But the Bible says there that foreigners will build your house. I don't know which it is, but get ready. The Chinese are going to build your house. Some Israelis are going to build houses for you. You better say amen. I have a 7-floor building built by Israelis for me because I take this word literally. So I'm praying for you because I have experienced it. So because of the mercy of God, foreigners will come and build your house. You're not going to call some Mr. Kobna from somewhere who does not know how to build very well. Incredible engineers. Because of mercy. They didn't think you can reach that place. But mercy will take you there.
The glory of Lebanon is coming to your house. The glory of Lebanon is coming to your house. If you believe it, say amen. From today, because of mercy, I declare into your lives, Psalm 25 verse 10, testimony will break out in your house. I said testimonies will break out in your house. I declare on somebody here, Psalm 33 verse 22, because of mercy, there will be hope for you. When there's no hope for anyone else, hope will break out in your house. Hope will be in your life. Hope will be in your house. I'd like you to say mercy. 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 Isaiah 14 verse 1 and 2. When people think it's over for you, God said, I will yet have mercy on Jacob. I don't know who it is. I declare today, they think you are too old for some blessings, but there will be a turnaround. There will be a turnaround. There will be a turnaround. I'd like you to say mercy. 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 The mercy of the Lord is not like the mercy of man. Psalm 89 verse 1. People will show you mercy when they feel like, but his mercy endures forever. From this day, the mercy of God will not leave your house. It will not leave your children. Because of mercy, when your children go to school, they will get there. When they leave, they will get home. God will lay hands on them. They will excel. Your children will excel. Your family will excel. I said your children will excel. Your family will excel. Psalm 27 verse 7. Because of mercy, your 26 days of prayer shall not be in vain. Because of mercy, your prayer will be answered. There will be victory. There will be deliverance. Answers will follow you. Somebody say mercy. Say it again, mercy. I don't know about you. The Bible says, Psalm 123, verse 2 to 4. As a young man looks to his master and a lady to her mistress, so we look to God. Many of us have looked to people and they have disappointed us. I stand on this altar tonight. Systems disappoint. Governments disappoint. They are all human beings. But when God steps into your life, when God steps into your life, mercy will take you further. ICGC, from today you will ride on the wings of mercy. I said you will ride on the wings of mercy. You will ride on the wings of mercy. You will ride on the wings of mercy. If you believe it, say, I receive it. Say it again, I receive it. Mercy is pity. Mercy is compassion. Mercy is somebody who has greater power picking you up and doing you good, expecting nothing from you, but doing more for you. From tonight, the God who can exceed your prayer will show you mercy. David said in Psalm 6 verse 2, he said, God, I am weak. If you are waiting for me, I'm too weak. But as for you, your mercy is great. In spite of your weakness, mercy will show up. In spite of your failures, mercy will show up. In spite of your mistakes, mercy will show up. Somebody say mercy. Say it again, mercy. I pray for you today, God will show you compassion. We are not the kind of people who think it's our prayer that delivered the breakthrough. It is the mercy of God. And you know, in the mercy of God, one breakthrough can exceed 1 year prayer. So tonight, somebody's hearing me. The kind of breakthrough that exceeds your prayer, that exceeds your ability, is coming to your house. Favor is coming to your house. Glory is coming to your house. Joy is coming to your house. Blessing is coming to your house. If you believe it, say, I receive it. Tonight I stand on this altar. Mercy is a gift from God. When he decides to show it, nobody can say, God, that woman is wicked though. That woman, we know her in town. Exodus 34, verse 6 and 7. He said, I'm the one who is long in suffering, who shows mercy to 1,000 for 1,000 years, forgiving iniquity. When people have thought that you should be the one destroyed, they will hear your testimony. They will hear your story. You know, there are people who will look at you. They'll say, he's not as gifted as we are. He's not as powerful as we are. Maybe you are the quiet kind. You don't make noise like Pastor Matthew. But when your season comes, people will be wondering, God, what are you blessing in what this man is doing? You are here tonight. You will receive mercy. You will receive mercy. You will receive mercy. You will receive mercy. 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 If you believe it, say amen. Say amen again. From tonight, mercy will smile on you. Mercy will smile on you. The God whom we serve is the God who sits on the seat of mercy. Leviticus chapter 16 verse 2. He made mercy his seat. He's rich in mercy. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4. From tonight, the God rich in mercy will manifest in your life. The Father of mercy, 2 Corinthians 1 3, will manifest in your life. The God who delights in mercy, Micah chapter 7 verses 18 to 20, will show up in your life. The God who is sovereign in mercy, Psalm 130 verse 7, will show his mercy in your life. The God whose mercy never endures and never expires, but it endures forever, Psalm 100 verse 5, will show up in your life. The God of mercy, who is great in mercy, 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 6, he will show up in your life. The God who is plenteous in mercy, Psalm 86 verse 5, will show up in your life. He's abundant in mercy. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, when people think it's all over and your life, suddenly your life will kick up again. Your life will pick up again. There'll be another testimony. There'll be another turnaround in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I receive it. David was remembering all that the Lord did in Psalm 136. You say, who made us go through this? Because his mercy endureth forever and ever. Who made the enemy to be drawn and to drown in the sea? Because his mercy endures forever and ever. For everything you have been through and anything you are going through tonight, that enduring mercy that will make you to look back one day and say, I made it. That mercy will be on your life. I said, the mercy will be on your life. Somebody's thinking you won't make it, but you will make it. Anyone in the valley of the shadow of death right now, you are coming out from tonight. I said, you are coming out. Mercy will bring you out. Any woman, any man here, Psalm 69, verse 15 and 16. It is as if the flood are over you. They are about to swallow you. I stand on this altar tonight. And I prophesy on your life, the floods will not swallow you. You are coming out of that flood. You are coming out of that battle. Your prayer will not be in vain. You will not wait in vain. You will not cry in vain. I'd like you to say mercy. 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 Wherever you are tonight, when you hear me talk about mercy, you've got to understand. The Hebrew language is a little bit like some African languages. One word can be so joyous that you can bring three things, four things out of it. In my culture, in my language, the Yoruba, a word can mean several things. If you say law, it means go. If you say law, it means iron. If you say law, it means twist. So when you say henen in Hebrew, it means mercy, favor, and grace. Mercy, favor, grace. That's why you have a man in the fiery furnace whose name was Hananiah. His name means, in this fire, mercy, favor, and grace will bring me out. So somebody in the fire here, you are coming out. I'd like you to scream, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. Hanan. Mercy, favor, grace. It's the same word from which we get the name of the woman whom the other wife was mocking. You have no children. I have 7. I have Kobna. I have Kojo. I have Kweku. They mocked Hannah, whose name comes from Hanen. Her name means, in spite of what I'm going through, favor, mercy, and grace will break through for me. And in the end, God gave her Samuel. Somebody here, get ready for your Samuel. Mercy will deliver it. Mercy will bring it to you. Pull it to yourself and say, I receive it. Say it again, I receive it. Put your hands together, give God a praise today. Come on. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Yeah. Mercy. Mercy. Somebody, mercy will speak for you. When everyone have gone silent and they pretended they don't know you anymore, mercy will speak for you. When the people you help suddenly begin to wonder if they knew you anymore, mercy will speak for you. When the people whom you have blessed no longer pick your call, mercy will speak for you. When they no longer respond to your need, mercy will speak for you. I'd like you to pull it to yourself and say, I receive it. Mercy. Mercy. And so in the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, we are told, let us come to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and help in the time of need. Because the God who sits upon the mercy seat, his seat is now called the throne of grace. Because mercy, favor, and grace, henen, come from the same meaning. It is us in our various languages, and particularly the English language, which only started 600 years ago, is unable to capture what God intended when he says, mercy seat. Mercy seat don't just mean the place you go to when you have sinned and you need forgiveness. Mercy seat also means a place where your father pampers you, your father blesses you, your father takes care of you, your father favors you. And they say, oh God, why are you giving him everything? He says, he's my son. This is family business. I can deal with it as I like. You say, but he made some mistake. He said, this is family business. What is yours there? Someone shout, mercy. Mercy. Mercy is coming on your house. Mercy will rest on your family. Mercy will silence your enemy. I stand on this altar tonight and I pray for this group of people. Somebody who's here today, you've made every effort, human effort, and you are exhausted and you don't know what else to do. Mercy will speak for you. Somebody here, the enemy have vowed to destroy you from the womb to the tomb. From the womb to the tomb. Mercy will deliver you. Somebody here, you've labored with all of your life. You're 40. You're 50. And there's nothing to show for it. You've lived in Accra all of your life. You're still a tenant. Tonight I stand on this altar. And I prophesy on you that mercy will turn it around. Mercy will turn it around. Mercy will turn it around. Somebody here, you've done the rat race. Keep on running. Keep on running. You run and run and nothing is working. Mercy will speak for you. There's a person here, you've been busy. Very, very busy. Your hand is callous from work. Your head is full of experience, but you are so barren in fruitfulness. From tonight, mercy will cry out for you. Somebody say mercy. Say it again, mercy. Mercy. Somebody here, you've done your best, but your best is still not enough. You don't know else what else to do. They're telling you, go and take this education. Go and study that one. Try this business. You said, I've tried 3 things. I've tried 4 things. But when mercy steps in, one phone call will change your life. One connection will change your life. I like to say, I receive it. There's somebody here, you've been going through trial and error, trial and error, trial and error, trial and error. From today, mercy will pick you up. Mercy will bless your life. Mercy will turn it around.
I'd like you to say mercy.
Somebody else, 26 days, you've been in this fasting and praying. You were saying, Lord, by the 31st of July, there has to be a turnaround. And you've been seeing more battle, tougher challenges. Tonight, I join my faith with yours. And I declare that before July 31st, 12 midnight, an awesome testimony like a hurricane will hit your house. It will hit your life. It will hit your house. It will hit your life. Pull it to yourself. Say, I receive it. Say it again, I receive it. Somebody here, you need a turnaround. There has to be a turnaround. You've been in one condition, one place for a long time. But the God of turnaround is here tonight. And when he's ready to do a turnaround, he'll mess up your head. Fire was burning, the grass is not. Fire was on, the grass is not burning. Moses said, I will turn and see this great sight. From tonight, your next turning will be to see a miracle. You will turn and see favor. You will turn and see testimony. I just see a picture of somebody who, when you finally got the rent and brought it, the landlord threw it in your face. I don't know who you are, but I believe I'll hear your testimony. About this time next year, Nita Yi Brusulei Kobuzi, Lerima Brita Lida Lirabuzi, about this time next year, you will be in your own house. Say amen three times. Put your hands together. Give God the praise. Give him the praise. Bless his name. Give him the praise. Somebody's here tonight. You're tired of life because you have nothing to point at as achievement. But from this conference, your story will change. Someone else is here. You need a new chapter opened in your life. All the chapters you've been opening are the wrong chapters. Chapters of disaster, chapters of discouragement, chapters of distress, chapters of indebtedness. From tonight, the chapter of mercy will open for you. The chapter of testimony will open for you. The chapter of breakthrough will open for you. Because of mercy, because of mercy, a new day will break out for you. If you believe it, say, I receive it. In these 26 days, somebody is here. You say, God, I'm just so desperate. And I don't know what else to do. My eyes are on you. I've cried. I've prayed. The brooks are dried. But you are God. You can send water where there is none. They came to Elisha and said, there is no water. We've been here 7 days. And he said, thus saith the Lord, there will be no rain, and there will be no flood, and there will be nothing. But about this time tomorrow, there will be rain in the land. And truly the following day, like a mighty rushing river from the land of Edom, a mighty water was coming and came to where the soldiers were. Somebody's here tonight. I declare into your life, where there was a drought, there will be an abundance. Where there was dryness, there will be favor. Mercy will do it for you. I'd like you to say mercy. Say it again, mercy. Shout it loud, mercy. There are people who are here tonight, you've seen the goodness of God. You've had mercy drops. You've had showers. But you heard yesterday night that we need another well. There is a bigger well. There is a better well. There is one more well. You must not stay in Rehoboth. There is one more well. Tell your neighbor, there is one more well. Come and say like you mean it, there is one more well. And that next well, you don't even know how to access it. The well you could not access by your experience, by your knowledge, mercy will take you there. I said mercy will take you there. I'd like you to shout mercy. Say it like you mean it, mercy. Somebody's here tonight. You don't even know what step to take. There are men who have been stationed in the journey of your life. I've lived a few years on earth, only 64. And I have found that in these 64 years, not everyone I've met has helped me. Maybe three or four people that were stationed in my journey. Without them, maybe I would have missed my way. Someone is here tonight. The people who have been lined up in your journey to take you to success, to take you to glory, to take you to favor, you will connect with them. 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 Say amen three times. Put your hands together. Give God the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Mercy. 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 Mercy is all I need. Because inside the mercy of God is mercy, favor, and grace. When mercy comes, it doesn't come alone. It comes with favor, and it comes with grace. And when you have those three things in your life, you can get anywhere. In fact, people will overrate you. They will think it is you. And they will not know it's mercy, favor, and grace that is making your life beautiful, that is making your life shine. They will not know it is mercy, favor, and grace that took care of your past and guaranteed your future. They will think you've been to Oxford University where you don't even know where it is. They will think you graduated in Legon where you don't even know who the vice chancellor is. Somebody scream mercy. 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 Mercy is all I need. Listen to me. You must not be here tonight and miss plugging into mercy. Because there was a man who was by the gate of mercy and never knew mercy. The man by the pool of Beth Esda means house of mercy. He was in the house of mercy and was in pain for 38 years. That is an anachronism. That is an oxymoron. That is a contradiction. He was in the house of mercy. Beth Esda. In fact, three things were met there. I've been there. First time I went to Israel, I said, take me to the pool of Bethesda. I want to see why the man was there for 38 years and nothing happened. Those kind of things messed my mind up. I got there and I was disappointed. The pool is not much more than this front of the platform. That's all. And the Bible says it was by the sheep gate, which stands for salvation. Where there are five porches, which stands for grace. In Bethesda, which stands for mercy. Salvation, grace, and mercy met, and you are still in problem. From tonight, when you walk away from this square, you will walk into independence. You will walk into spiritual independence, financial independence, glorious independence. Your life will change. Your family will change. Your business will manifest. Somebody shout mercy. 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 Put your hands together. Give God a praise. Give him the praise. When mercy shows up, who don't know you, gonna know you. When mercy shows up, who don't see you, gonna see you. When mercy shows up, you go blow. I said you will blow. Tell your neighbor, blow.
Showed up in the house of Laban. He saw a beautiful lady and said to himself, "Isn't she beautiful? Isn't she lovely?"
He said, "I'll do anything to marry this lady."
Man said, "It'll cost you 7 years." He labored. End of the 7 years, they said, "Go to bed. She's coming to you." They smuggled Leah with a lazy eye to him. He served another 7 years. Became 14 years. At the end of 14 years, there were 4 women, 12 boys, and 1 girl in the house on a bachelor's salary. Then he served another 7 years for 21 years on a bachelor's salary, feeding 12 boys, 1 girl, and 4 women, 2 house helps, 2 wives, 12 boys. And if you've ever had boys like I have, they are now men, they have their own children. When my boys were men, they had double-decker stomach. The bread disappeared. I said, "Toby, what happened to the bread?" He said, "I was just starting to eat. That was just starters. Where's the real food, man?" Jacob! And the salary of a bachelor from a wicked employer. 21 years. And even if any sheep had a broken leg, he had to pay for it from the bachelor's salary. But one day, mercy spoke for him. Mercy turned it round. Somebody say mercy. Say it again, mercy. Everyone who's here within the reach of my voice, who have been overused and underpaid, who have been underemployed, messed up, cheated, I don't know who it is, but mercy will cry out for you tonight. I said mercy will cry out. Mercy will cry out. I'd like you to say mercy. 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 If you believe it, say I receive it. Pull it to yourself, say mercy. Shout it, mercy. Everyone here whom your money is in the hand of a wrong employer or somebody who thought they would keep your land, keep your property. Tonight, we release the Holy Ghost to arrest them until you get your favor back, until you get your blessing back, until you get your breakthrough back, until you get your testimony back. If you believe it, say, "I receive it." Say it like a soldier. "I receive it." It was time to enter Canaan. 2 men were sent to reconnaissance. As they got to Jericho, they were told, "There is one Abete which you can visit." They sell Apete there. They sell Pito there. They sell Burukutu there. They sell Panwine there. Local brew, it is there. Guinness is there. But it is where to get the latest gossip. As they showed up, they were different. The madam of the place, she's not just a prostitute, she's a madam. As she saw them, she said, "You men are different. You must be Israelites. I can see the glory of the Lord upon you." Tell your neighbor, "What thing you carry?" Touch yourself, say, "I'm a carrier of glory." Say it like you mean it, "I'm a carrier of glory." Look at them again and say, "Waiting you carry. Waiting you carry. I'm a carrier of glory." She looked at them. She knew they were carrying something. She said, "I know you are Israelites. You are carrying glory. I'll take care of you. I'll hide you in my hotel. I'll hide you in my joint. Just promise me that when you people come to destroy this place, you will remember me look at God and say, remember me.
Say it again, remember me. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me.
Not too long. Special investigation unit showed up. Their chest as wide as Australia. Two men came into this place. Where are they? Madame Rahab looked at them and said, as you can see, there are men all over this place. And you're asking for two men. Which of them are you talking about? She took care of them. The police left. And the day came when Jericho fell. They told her to put a scarlet thread on her house. The color that binds the whole Bible. The blood of the Lamb. Because he's in every book of the Bible. In Genesis, he's the son of the woman. Exodus, he's the deliverer. In Leviticus, he's the final sacrifice. In Number, he's our prophet. In Deuteronomy, he's the pathfinder. Let me leave that one. They came and they picked Rahab. Not just a prostitute, but Madame. And Rahab begat Boaz. And Boaz begat Obed. And Obed begat Jesse. And Jesse begat David. On and on to Jesus.
Madam, somebody say mercy. Say it again, mercy. Mercy. Say louder, mercy. Touch yourself and say, my past is not my future. My past is not my future. My future is guaranteed because of mercy. Give God praise tonight. Come and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Whoa. Hebrew tradition, not the Bible. Hebrew tradition has it that the two women are sisters. They were married to two brothers, Ruth and Oprah. Not Oprah Winfrey. Ruth and Oprah. Hebrew tradition has it that they are princesses, that their father was the king of the Moabites. But one day, her husband died. Pooh. Brother-in-law died. Pooh. Father-in-law died. Pooh. Mother-in-law went and changed her name from sweetness to bitterness. I said, hey, girls, it's time to leave. Oprah said, thank you, mama. I was waiting for you to say it. She left. But Ruth said, entreat me not to leave or to go back from falling after you. For where you go, I will go. Where you die, I will die. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. If anything but death us do part, followed her to Israel. They were hungry in their house where they were staying in Israel. Mama Naomi said to Ruth, it is our culture here according to the book of Leviticus. If you are hungry, you never go to bed hungry in Israel. Go to any farm you can see. By the roadside, they will leave food. Gather the food and bring it. Ruth went. The first farm she found, the people were busy working, and she's an industrious lady. She joined them to work. Owner of the farm was a bachelor millionaire. Every woman in town wanted to work there. So as he showed up, they said, welcome, Mr. Boaz. We have been very busy. He saw them, but he did not see them. But when Ruth showed up, he said, oh my God. Who is this lady, man? Isn't she beautiful? Isn't she lovely? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. No spoil my message, oh. Yes, who is she? Ghana Telegraph. gossip online. You see, Oga, no touch her. As you see, I'm so na trouble. Her husband,
die.
Her brother-in-law,
die.
Her father-in-law, die. Die, they worry him. Die, they worry him as you see, I'm so. Make no marry him. If you know what, make die, follow you. But the man said, give a handful on purpose. Somebody's looking for you to show you mercy. Somebody say mercy. Say like you mean it, mercy. Shout it loud, mercy. Yay! Deuteronomy 23 verse 3 says, a Moabite shall not enter the camp of the Lord to 10 generations. She's under a curse. What is a generation? Bible scholars are divided. Some people say 33 years. Some people say 50. Some people say 100. Let's take the middle. 50. If it is 50 years and it's 10 generations, she should not enter Israel for 500 years. She did not only enter. Mercy. 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 And Ruth begat Obed. And Obed begat Jesse. And Jesse begat David. On and on to Jesus. So the cursed woman, because of mercy, she ended in the book. She ended in the lineage of Jesus. I don't know which is tonight, but somebody is here. Mercy is pulling you from the back. Mercy is putting you in front. Mercy is changing your level. Mercy is changing your story. Mercy is canceling your past. Mercy is healing your past. Say amen 3 times.
I'm about to pray, but just before I pray, the ark of the Lord was in the house of Abimelech. He had 2 sons. One of them, his name is Uzzah. King David sent out invitation card to 20,000 people. Let's carry the ark to Independence Square, where the temple is. They gave the card. Everybody carried the ark. Everyone dressed up. They were dancing as if they loved the Lord. They put the ark on the donkey. And suddenly, the ark upon which the mercy seat was about to fall. Uzzah went and touched it. Pa! God killed him, because Uzzah means the power of man. Where God is about to take you, your power can't get you there. Your wisdom cannot get you there. So they call the place Perez Uzzah. Perez means to break. It's the word from which we get breakthrough. Perezim. That's breakthrough. Perez is to break. So Perez Uzzah means to break Uzzah. To break man's ability. Perez Uzzah. Uzzah was there. They didn't know what to do with the ark. They are looking at each other. Somebody came to King David and said, "Oga, your majesty, there's one man who did not get invitation card. His name is Obed-Edom. Obed-Edom means Obed-Edom, Adam, Adam, not Adam FMO. Obed-Edom. Adam, Adam means color. I don't know why they did not invite him, but he was a Levite who was not a Jew. He was a black man. He was not invited. So they said, he lives near here. Let's put the ark in his house. Of course, you can dump anything in a black man's house. They carry the ark, giddy, 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 giddy. Knock on his door. They open the door. He saw the king. Your majesty. He said, forget majesty. Hey, boys, put the thing in his house quickly. Oh, boy, may we not put the thing there. They put the ark in his house. They left. But they brought the ark to a worshiper. They brought the ark to a man who loves the Lord. They brought the ark to a person who loves God. They brought the ark to the house where mercy will manifest. Somebody say mercy. Say it again, mercy. Shout it loud, mercy. Put your hands together, give God a praise. Whoa. every morning, Obed-Edom woke up. He stood before the ark. That's a new song they sing in Nigeria to talk about worshiping God in the morning. Shante hallelujah, yo. Hale shante hale ala. When I wake up in the morning sun, give praise to God who keeps me alive. Shante, shante.
He began to worship God in the morning. He will come back from work and stay there again.
I just want to be where you are.
Dwelling daily in your presence. And because of mercy, the Bible says within 90 days, within 3 months, within 90 days, God so blessed the man that everything changed around him. Somebody's here tonight. I don't know who you are, but because of the mantle of Jesus on my life, I prophesy to your life that before this year ends, you will give an uncommon testimony. You will give an uncommon testimony. You will walk in favor. Where they said no, they will say yes. The government that was against you will become your friends. The people who have been fighting you will shake your hands. Mercy will pull you from the back. Mercy will put you in front. Say amen 3 times. Put your hands together. Give God a praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Somebody bless his name. And tonight, wherever you are, I'm about to close. I want you to say amen to these prayers. And I want you to say it like thunder. From tonight, may mercy give you access to favor. May mercy open the door of divine guidance. From tonight, may mercy enhance, establish your life in divine covenant. From tonight, may mercy give you rest all around. Deliver you from sorrow. Bring you deliverance. Draw you out of every trouble. Because of mercy, you shall be remembered for good. Psalm 25 verse 7, you shall be remembered for good. Because of mercy, Psalm 27 verse 7, your prayers will be answered. Because of mercy, deliverance will come for affliction. From every affliction, from every affliction, Isaiah 49, 13, be delivered. Be delivered. Be delivered. Because of mercy. Joel 2, 13. Joel 2, 25. Nekenonozi, everything you have lost shall be restored. The years you have lost will be restored. I'm picking somebody here. You are so worried because you love God with all your life. And you've lost some ground. You are saying, God, is this part of the plan? That you wait for what you need and I need. Tonight, I prophesy on your life, there'll be a recovery of years. A recovery of days. A recovery of years. Recovery of days. Recovery of years. Recovery of days. Recovery of years. Recovery of days. Say amen 3 times. Because of mercy. From every storm that the enemy is brewing, you shall be preserved. From every danger you face, you shall be saved. You will be delivered. Because of mercy, victory will follow you. If you travel in the air, you will arrive. If you drive, you will get there. Somebody say mercy. Because of mercy. Psalm 57 verse 1 and 2. Protection over your life. From all kinds of calamity. Mercy will be on your house. Mercy will be on your life. Because of mercy. Deliverance will follow you. Psalm 56 verse 1. From every kind of oppression, be delivered in Jesus' name. Somebody's been oppressed in their sleep. Be delivered in the name of the Lord. Be delivered in the name of the Lord. Because of mercy, God will open the doors of healing for you. because of mercy. The door of comfort will open for you because of mercy. The door of life will open for you because of mercy. The door of wisdom will open for you because of mercy. The gateway of establishment will open for you because of mercy. You'll be delivered from trouble. Can I hear amen like thunder? Because of mercy, all weariness of the body, you will rise above it. You go from strength to strength, from victory to victory, because of mercy. Nikaza, bonuso nikerero. The kind of pleasure you've seen in other people's life, and you wonder, what did I do not to deserve this? Mercy will bring it to you. I said, mercy will bring it to you. Because of mercy, joy and gladness will be in your house. Because of mercy, ICGC, revival will break out in this house. I said, revival will break out in this house. Because of mercy, receive unstoppable breakthrough. I said, receive unstoppable breakthrough. Receive unstoppable breakthrough. Because of mercy, there will be a divine turnaround. Because of mercy, your life will be secure. In the middle of recession, you will know provision. I said, you will know provision. Because of mercy, God will give you guarantee of provision. Because of mercy, somebody here, Isaiah 60, 11 to 13, you will walk in uncommon wealth, uncommon blessing. Because of mercy, impossible battles will turn to a stepping stone. Because of mercy, God will give you results, 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 results. Because of mercy, Psalm 136 verse 23, God will change your level. I said your level will change. Your level will change. Now give the Lord the biggest praise you've ever given him. Give God a praise. Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Oh, bless his name. Something is about to break out in your house. I want you just for 1 minute, lift your hands. Say, Father, the word has been released for my own particular situation. Let me walk in uncommon mercy. Come on, speak for 1 minute. 1 minute to the Lord. Come on, begin to speak to the Lord. Hirababosh. Hirabakasara. Likabosh. Ikandiribuguziyadi. Holy God! Mercy. 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 Mercy is all I need. Mercy. Mercy is all I need. Mercy is all I need. Mercy. Mercy. Your mercy is all I need. Mercy. 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 Mercy is all I need. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. From tonight, every word spoken here will become reality in your life. It will become your testimony. Eyes will see it. Your mouth will testify. Even those who don't like you will see it. And they will give glory to God for you. Somebody bless the Lord tonight. Give God a praise. Give him the praise. Bless his name. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. Thank you, Jesus.
Greater Works 2016, influencing the nations.